Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 24th. From Capitol coverage, Colorado has a new poet laureate. As KVNF's Scott Franz reports, he will spend the next 4 years traveling across the state touting the power of creative writing.
Bobby Lefebvre is an Emmy-nominated performer who thinks poetry has the power to heal and promote cultural change. As he read a poem to a large crowd at the state capitol, his booming voice echoed off the granite walls and grew louder after each verse.
Blessed be the creatives, the ones predisposed to questioning, the ones with an immoderate hunger for understanding. Come and meet us at this new juncture where expression devoid of consciousness is merely decoration.
Lefebvre is Colorado's eighth poet laureate since the program started 100 years ago. He takes over from Joe Hutchison, who read poems in 21 counties during his tenure. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And in a follow-up, Colorado's new poet laureate plans to travel around the state touting the power of creative writing. Bobby Lefebvre was appointed to the position by Governor Jared Polis. The poet will get $2,000 a year to attend events and promote poetry. Lefebvre told a crowd at the state capitol on Tuesday that, quote, "In this beautiful but bleeding world that we live in, we need poets now more than ever," end quote. In Colorado, water providers have been offering rebates to residents willing to tear out turf and replace it with drought-tolerant plants. The program is more popular in some communities around the state than others. Jamie Sudler from H2O Radio has the story.
It's hard to avoid getting swept up in Wendy Inouye's enthusiasm when she talks about her garden.
I love it. I have so much joy from my garden. Every time I come out, I always pause and I look at it. You know that saying, take time to stop and smell the roses. I literally do that.
Inouye's front yard at her home in Thornton, Colorado, just north of Denver, is full of xeric plants, shrubs and ground covers adapted to survive in dry climates. Inouye took out most of her lawn last summer and replaced it with a Colorado-friendly landscape that includes hop flower oregano and a plant called red birds in a tree. She got help from the city of Thornton, which paid her $1 for each square foot of grass she removed. And by taking out 750 square feet of turf and replacing it with a variety of xeric plants surrounded by rocks and mulch, she and her husband have reduced their water usage from 413 gallons a day to 200.
This was just one big flat piece of grass that was full of weeds. And I didn't want to be buying herbicides and fertilizing. I felt like I was just fighting nature. I was done with that. And now I have fun with all these beautiful flowering plants. And those right there are red rock penstemons, and they're in full bloom. These are hop flower.
Water conservation, particularly in the U.S. West, is always important, and utilities have a variety of strategies they use to encourage people to use less. One such strategy is to give residents rebates for taking out their lawn.
Realistically, do you really need to be having that 1,500 square, you know, rectangle square in the front of your house that's grass that you're never using?
That's Bill McDonnell, who manages water efficiency programs at the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which serves 19 million water customers in many different cities, including Los Angeles and San Diego.
It's just a green square. You're mowing it, you're fertilizing it, so you're, you know, adding green waste. Just a lot going on there to have a green patch.
The district recently renewed its rebate program, increasing it to $2 per square foot, even though there's no drought. And they plan to keep the program going indefinitely.
Somewhere down the road, you're going to be, you know, my kids are going to be walking their kids or whatever, and they're going to say, look at that house. That's pretty weird. It has grass in the front.
In the Las Vegas area, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has offered cash for grass payments for nearly a decade. The program has resulted in so much turf being removed that if a standard width of sod were rolled out, it would stretch nearly around the world. But there are two major western cities that are not so fired up about turf rebates: Phoenix, Arizona, and Denver, Colorado. Cynthia Campbell, the Water Resource Management Advisor for Phoenix, said that using turf there has declined despite no rebate.
Back in 1978, in the 1970s, the city of Phoenix, as it existed then, which was certainly a smaller city than it is today, but at that time, about 80% of the single-family homes had majority turf landscaping. Today, that number is closer to 14%.
Nevertheless, Campbell adds,
the majority of water use is outside.
As much as 60 to 70%, she said. Because Denver gets more annual precipitation than Las Vegas or Southern California and has winter when lawns don't get watered, removing grass would net less water savings. Denver Water, which doesn't offer turf replacement rebates, says they're not needed.
So we've actually seen a lot of the change in landscapes, and that's been led by our customers and been implemented and modeled throughout our service area.
Jeff Terrell is Denver's manager of water efficiency. And he attributes the shift to education programs Denver Water started in the 1980s. Denver Water did an analysis of a cash for grass rebate in 2016 and calculated the cost to be $75,000 per acre foot of water conserved. At that point, Terrell said, it didn't make sense to use ratepayers' funds on rebates. However, Denver Water may see lawns as more than attractive landscapes. They might be a sort of green cushion, a buffer against extreme drought. University of Colorado historian Patty Limerick wrote in her book about Denver Water, A Ditch in Time, that to its former manager, the late Chips Berry, lawns looked a lot like a dispersed version of a reservoir, holding water that could be shifted to genuine need away from grass in urgent circumstances. In other words, it would be a lot easier to ask homeowners to let their lawns go brown than ask them to take shorter showers. But Terrell said that they have evolved from looking at turf in that way.
Chips was reflecting where we were.
Still, other cities near Denver like Thornton, Aurora, and Fort Collins all offer rebates. Drew Beckwith with the nearby city of Westminster says they plan to offer a rebate next year. He said that conservation through a cash for grass program and other incentives is cheaper, faster, and smarter than building dams, reservoirs, and pipelines. Back at Wendy Inouye's home in Thornton, she says transformation away from grass was a lot of work, but
the rewards are phenomenal.
So it's all worth it.
It is so worth it.
And are you happy that City of Thornton has a rebate program?
I am. I figure it took the edge off some of the costs. You get some support and you feel like the city is on the same mission as you are.
For H2O Radio in Denver, I'm Jamie Sudler.
And finally today from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Mesa County saw its highest number of suicides over a five-year span in 2018, according to an annual report released by the Mesa County Coroner. 55 persons died by suicide last year in the county, which consistently has one of the highest rates in the state. The county had a suicide rate of 35.9 per 100,000 people in 2018. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 24th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.